also have had challenges in terms of fragmentation when it comes to cessation of movement. At the federal level, we've closed Abuja and two of the states in the southwest, Lagos and Ogun. But for the rest of the country, state governors have taken it upon themselves to have their own initiative in terms of cessation of movement and also implementation of other preventive measures. Moving forward, this is something that we hope to correct at some point. And then finally, you said there were a lot of questions about how we're dealing with the socioeconomic aspects of a closure in a society that has such a large number of people requiring daily to go out daily for their uptake in terms of getting money, etc. So we've worked with the Federal Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs. We've released 70,000 megatons of grains from the National Reserve. We've also provided about 100 trucks of rice to be distributed across the country, relief materials, including in the IDP camps, as well as conditional cash transfers. So it's a large country, and I'm afraid it's probably going to be a drop in the ocean compared to what is needed from a socioeconomic impact side of in the society.